Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
horse riding.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Jim, you're probably the biggest horse rider of the show. I've only done it once or twice when I was a kid, but would it be distracting? Because you do need to focus on the horse, don't you?
You more need to listen to your surroundings because you want to hear, like, if there's a river coming up or some wild boar animals. Because
wild boars? Where are you horse riding?
Oh, he lived in America. And he also lived in America. Remember?
Yeah. Also true.
Yeah. I grew up in Gundawindi. There's a lot of boars out there. When I was a kid, my dad was teaching me to ride a horse bareback as well.
Yeah.
You can really ride a horse if you can ride a bareback.
You can really feel it, can't
you?
Yeah,
you grab it by the mane and you just jump on. Yeah. There was a wild boar ahead of us, and the horse got spooked, bucked me off, and I fell.
Sorry, what? I bucked you off.
Bucked me off, and then I fell on my back. I was like 5 or 6, like tears crying, and Dad, this is a life lesson, son. You know, what happens when you get off the horse?
Get back on.
Get back on the horse.
Get back on it.
So that's like the metaphor, but in real life.
Correct.
Real life metaphor. I was living
the metaphor.
Yeah.
So Dad put me back up on the horse. The boar was still up ahead.
Boars are terrifying.
Yeah. And then the horse got spooked again, bucked me off again, and this time I fell flat in my face.
Can't believe you lived the metaphor.
I lived the metaphor.
Same thing happened to I fell off a whiteboard, and Dad was like, when you fall off the whiteboard, get back on it.
Are you saying whiteboard?
Whiteboard. Wakeboard.
Wait, are you saying whiteboard?
Wakeboard. Well, I had a bit of weight behind me.
No, I thought you were saying weight, as in like weight.
Oh, weight. Weight.
Wait, I'm bored.
What are you saying?
Wakeboard.
Wakeboard?
Wake. Board.
Wakeboard.
You know those boards that you ride on the wake behind a boat?
Yeah, well, again, you were saying wakeboard.
Wakeboard. Yeah, but that's because I was saying wait, board.
But also, I grew up in the country, so I don't.
Never had
no waves.
Gunnamitty River.
No.
Yeah, but I didn't have horses.
So yeah, we're living our own.
Just different chapters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What did you have, Grace?
I had bikes.
Oh yeah.
Do you fall off the bike?
Oh, all the time.
And what
you get back on? It's not the saying though.
No, it's a horse, which I did.
It's not the saying, is it?
No.
Fall off the town bike, you get back on.
Town bike?
Is there one bike in your town?
No. Oh. I had my own bike.
You have one bike town.
What? You have your own bike. That's nice.
Do you have your own bike?
Yeah, it had streamers on the side, a little basket with daisies.
Do you have training wheels?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's why I kept falling off.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Tuesday, Jim. Yes, indeed. That train pulling out of the station once again. Your platform. Why it's only hit 100.9. Welcome. Welcome to Tuesday, Jim.
Oh, and you've just got me all hot and bothered, Nathan.
Oh, stop it, mate.
Look at your head.
I've had my annual haircut, which is exciting.
I don't think I've ever, and I'm serious when I say this, I say a lot of jokes and I make a lot of, what's Jim? Serious when I say this. I don't think I've ever met a bloke who a haircut does so much for.
You go
from like a solid 4 to a 9.
8, maybe 9.
8.5.
7.5.
I'll give you 8.
8, like when your glasses are off, chuck them on.
Oh, mate, I can't see my glasses. you just, for those who don't know, Nate grows these little curly bits near his ears.
Kind of like
it's where your beard meets your hair.
Yeah, it's very like Krusty the Clown.
Yeah.
Kind of situation.
And it's the ugliest thing about you.
Mm.
And you don't have many ugly things.
And the eyebrows, sometimes they connect and there'll be one.
When your eyebrows are done, you've got a nice shave. I don't like you with a beard. You look a bit,
Yeah, I've got like a trim at the moment.
Just I want a bit of stub.
Yeah.
Bit of stub.
A 5 o'clock shed.
Shaved.
Yeah.
5 o'clock shed. Shave sides. Bit of, just, does wonders for
See,
you.
See, annually I get my haircut and it's a new thing.
It is. And I get to look at you and it's nice. Because I'll be honest, yesterday I struggled to look at your face.
Oh, it's been a few weeks.
Yeah.
I
know this is, everyone goes, it's radio, but guess what? It's not radio for Jim.
I've covered all
it's
the
TV.
I've covered all the mirrors in my house. I've stopped being my rear vision mirror.
Been guessing. What did your girlfriend Meg say when you got home last night?
It's very short.
Oh,
yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, but she producer Grace is nodding. You think it's a little bit too short, do you?
No, I like it slightly more grown out.
Yeah, but it'll grow out.
You don't sleep with Nath.
No, I don't.
Jimmy does.
I meant Meg.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. No, it grows out. Because this is the thing. There's another reason why I leave it for so long. We're not even joking. When you say 6 weeks, it might actually be longer than that.
No, I reckon it's every 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, it's a very long time. And the reason I do it is so I have this reaction when it's done. You know what I mean? Because
the reason you get it so short is then he doesn't need to get a haircut.
Yeah, you don't need to get him.
Yeah, but the reason I leave it is so when I cut it, everyone's like, whoa.
I remember I can't remember what it was. You had a haircut and it was the shortest. It was like 2 weeks. We had an event or something on and you got it. still changing, mate. Fresh haircut does wonders
the
for you.
The perfect way to describe how my haircuts operate and how other people see me is if you've seen the movie Castaway. And obviously Tom Hanks has been on that island for such a long time, and at the end he comes back and sees his family and he's so cleaned up. And I was like, oh my God, that's what he looks like post-island.
I can't...
That was me.
So yeah, your haircut's great. I mean, yeah, we'll throw the eyebrows in there. But yeah, I also can't stop staring at the gap between your eyebrows.
Yeah, I know.
They're clearly not, two not that. Separate caterpillars.
The famous Miss Congeniality line by Michael Caine. Eyebrows.
Which is, hey, you look good.
Eyebrows, there should be two.
It's Michael Caine and Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, he's the makeup artist.
Like the mentor guy who coaches her through the pageant.
Michael Caine.
Yeah. Didn't
I
steal the bloody king.
I will bury you. Not I'll bury your barons.
No, that's when he's Arthur.
Yeah. Arthur.
Is that his name? Alfred.
Albert.
Albert.
I want an now on 131060 Hobart. Fake tan fails. That's what Jim was trying to say. No, I didn't ask for that. Didn't ask for aerosols.
Well, I didn't ask for however you bloody started this. So we're all
that's
doing things
aerosol
that didn't ask
can.
For. Yeah, fake tan sometimes comes in a spray.
Not in an aerosol can.
Isn't
Producer
it?
Grace, please get on the mic.
I've never come across a tan in an aerosol can.
Really?
I mean, they might exist. I've never used one.
I'm sure they would.
They usually come as like a mousse or in like a spray gun.
Yeah, isn't a spray gun aerosol,
no.
though?
No.
Aerosol means
you're thinking AeroGuard.
Oh,
or
that's
mosquitoes.
I always get. That's why I never get a tan when I put on my AeroGuard.
But geez, the mosquitoes stay away.
They always stay away, which is weird.
Yeah, no, I want to ask 13.
You get a nice tan, but I'm not biting you.
I want to ask 131060, fake tan fails. Mm. This is after a woman has been left in hysterics after having an epic fake tan fail that left her looking like Ross from Friends, for those Friends fans. Mm. Like you, Nath, you probably have no idea what we're talking about.
Love Friends.
Yeah,
great show.
Rachel Waters. So she paid $150 for a professional to come to her apartment.
That's a lot, by the way.
That's a lot
of money for a
How
tan.
How much is a normal fake tan?
It depends on who you go to. I've paid anywhere from about $20 to about $70 maybe.
Okay, so it's an expensive fake tan.
Yeah, so but this isn't a professional's coming to a house. Is that still a lot?
Yeah, it is still a lot.
Still a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this lady got there at 8 a.m. This lady had an event on during the day, so she had to get there early in the morning. And apparently when she showed up, she was drunk. She had a big night.
She's also getting a tan the morning of the event. There's a lot going on here.
Hang on, so who was drunk? The person doing the tan or the person receiving the tan?
I'm sorry for being this. This is actually a train wreck.
Or were they both drunk?
Watch me train wreck this even more. Mitch McPherson, friend of the show, just texts me, and he's not someone to do this, but confessed that he used to use fake tan on his white legs.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. You're in the group chat.
Yeah. We know a friend of ours also does that.
Who?
I don't know if I should say, because I don't know if it's widely known.
Okay. Well, Mitch does. Well, not still, but he used to. He has very white legs, Mitch. So
Great info.
And Mitch, thanks for texting us and opening up to that.
Good on you, Mitch.
Yeah, it's not something I would tell people.
Well,
there's no shame in tanning
legs.
No,
there's not. I just, you know, I'd keep it, yeah. Just wear long pants.
Oh, he did it once. Yeah, right, mate.
Said to fire. I did it once! ! What about you, Grace? You ever had a fake tan fail?
I'm not someone who tans pretty regularly. Like, I'm pretty comfortable being a bit pale. But I did get a tan once a couple of years ago for the radio awards. And it was somebody I hadn't been to before. And it was just way too dark. And I just felt so uncomfortable. And it was patchy. I was there the day of the radio awards, just in the shower, scrubbing my skin, trying to get it off.
I wouldn't worry about it. No one looks good at the radio awards. That's why we're in radio.
Everyone looks good at the radio awards.
Well, you didn't that year.
No, I didn't that year. It's the only year I've been to.
Have you got a photo of that?
Yeah,
oh,
I do.
Oh, is that the year you've been?
Yeah.
We were there that year. We didn't know each other, though.
No.
No.
We hung out with similar people, but did not.
We saw the girl with the bad tan. We're like, oh.
What a hot mess.
Not when she's working on our show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll give her the job, but yeah, no tans, mate. Look, do want to ask on 131060 Hobart, fake tan fail. So I've had a bit of an accident, an incident with a fake tan.
When did it go wrong, the fake tan? 131060.
Yeah, when did the tan go wrong? This is after a friend of the show, Mitchell McPherson, confessed to us that he uses fake tans on his legs. If you haven't seen, Mitch has some of the long, he has very long legs. I'll give him very sexy, long.
Great pins.
Great pins. Very white. Mm. And he let us know. He said, boys, it's Mitchy here, and I use fake tan on my legs. And we just went, being inspired from Mitchell, we thought we'd just open it to Hobart and see the other fake tan fails.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Now, producer Grace told us just before that she had a bit of a fake tan fail at the Radio Awards last year, which we were at. My girlfriend currently in an Uber.
Year before?
Oh, year before. They were cancelled last year, hashtag COVID. Yeah. Year before that, my girlfriend was also at that ACRAs with us, the Radio Awards. She's listening in an Uber on the way to the airport this morning. She said, guys, my fake tan can exploded on my leg before Radio Awards. So one leg was tanned and the other wasn't. So
how did it explode on a leg?
No idea, mate.
All right, you and I were at the we're having beers.
Yeah. God, actually, we
played while the girls got ready.
Yeah.
You and I went and hit
golf
balls.
We played golf, didn't we? Yeah.
We played 10-pin bowling.
And had about 30 cans. Well, a few of those cans exploded in my mouth.
That was the day I found out you were really good at 10-pin bowling.
Yeah, like, we'd never played before. I'm a real hustler, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah. You like you bowled like a 200 game or something.
Weirdly talented. I get it from Nanny Lynn, who's a phenomenal 10-pin bowler.
I'm bowling gutter balls and you're just... Yeah,
I'm weirdly good.
I'll never play with you again. Because you're just way better than
me. Unless you're on my team.
Yeah, I didn't know there was... Can you do...
Yeah, it's 10-pin bowling teams.
Absolutely. You hustle me. I never played before and you're like...
I wouldn't let you play for a team. I just bowl.
You pulled out a glove and your own ball.
Sam from New Norfolk. Fake tan fails. What happened?
A girlfriend and I went to have fake tans done for a concert.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I was as orange as an orange.
You were an actual orange.
And you're
an orange.
Because I'm a chubby girl... I look like an Oompa Loompa.
Oh, don't say that.
No, like it was horrible. Like it was fully orange. We went and got KFC afterwards, and even the lady in the counter said, "You're tan." Oh my god.
Sam, how long before it came off?
It was about a week.
Oh no,
a week.
Did you have to go to work?
Like it got down a little. Like it went down a little bit, but I was still orange.
Sam, I reckon you pulled it off. I reckon. I'm just gonna say, I reckon you looked good.
No, because I got eyebrows done that week too, and they were ridiculous as well.
Sam, who does your beauty? Because we did.
Was this? Had you been to this place before? You did it yourselves.
No, this is a place we'd never been before, and it really taught me a lesson.
Yeah, you need to trust your tan person.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, have you got a good tan place now, Sam?
I'm just gonna stick to being white now.
No, it's
no,
safe
that's
option.
Fine. That's good. That's Jimmy and I do that.
Yeah,
it's worked.
We're
far.
Fine. Yeah,
yeah. So
it's perfect.
We're solidarity, Sam.
Yeah,
we'll stand by you.
Yeah,
Producer Grace, you can learn from this too after the Radio Awards.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've all learned to never
We've
tan
all
again.
Learned.
We do.
You don't need it. Be happy. Be happy.
Be happy.
In your own colour.
You know, Sam, you look great. I can't see it's radio, but I'm sure you look great.
That is why you're my favourite radio person.
Hang on, Sam. You haven't heard my compliment. And Jim, I want to ask the question now. 131060, are you bald and proud? Are you bald and proud? 131060, because we need some bald people to call the show. The Premier has been labelled, this is sad, Precious Pete. Oh, Precious Pete. After the Liberal Party complained about a Labor ad featuring a bald-headed man. So Labor, of course, we know they use the political ads against each other all the time. Yeah. They're like, Peter got one, Rebecca White.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then they always use bad photos of them and say that they did this, remember?
Yeah.
So on Facebook, apparently the Labor Party have used an image of the back of a bald-headed man in a Facebook ad.
So this isn't Peter the back of Peter
Gutwin. It's not Peter Gutwin. It's not Peter Gutwin at all.
Head gay. We need to find out whose head this is.
It's just a bald man, and then and I'll show you the picture, and then on the back.
I've seen the photos on Facebook.
Yeah, is a tattoo of the Liberal Party symbol on the back of this bald man's head.
So Peter Gutwin doesn't have a tattoo of the Liberal Party.
No, he does. He just doesn't want people to know.
That's why you only see him from the front.
Yeah, absolutely. You never see the back of Peter Gutwin's head, and that's why he's so upset. Because he's saying, apparently, the Tasmanian Electoral Commissioner, Andrew Hawkey, he's written to the Labor Party saying
that... is this... Gutwin said this?
No, this is Gutwin's government, the Liberals, have said...
But not from Gutwin's mouth.
It could have been from Gutwin's mouth, I don't know, but Hawkey was the one who said it. He said that apparently using the back of the head in the Facebook ad may have breached Section 196, one of our favourite sections of the Electoral Act, Jim, which states that a person...
Mate, I've been fined for not voting.
It states that a person may not publish a likeness of a candidate without written consent. So essentially, Gutwin had to say, okay, you can use the back of my bald head. Or use the back of a bald head.
I'm so confused. A few things here. So, yeah. I mean, it's not his bald head, though.
It's not his bald head. But it's a likeness.
A likeness of it.
Yeah.
But then, okay, so when they, you, so right, they've got all the other ads, yes, right? Which, you know, the libs have a go at Rebecca White. There's a photo of Rebecca White. Mm-hmm. So do they need to ask Rebecca?
I don't think they do for that because it's an actual photo. Yeah.
Okay, so if...
So only a likeness. So, for example, if the libs wanted to use a blonde lady...
Yeah.
They'd have to ask Rebecca White's consent. I'm assuming that's how it works. I might be wrong.
They can use real photos, but if they use a dummy or someone else, they have to...
Yeah, absolutely. So he's not happy because, I mean, the advertisement, as I said, shows the back of the man's head, bald head with the Liberal Party logo stamped on the back. I don't know why they're so worried about this.
We need to get Gutman on the show.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's not the type
He comes in with a wig. Does he not want people to know that he's bald? I'm very confused.
No, well, I don't know. I've seen this, but I don't know if it's him or if it's the party. Like, Peter doesn't seem...
He's still part of the party.
Yeah, but, like, he could be like, guys, I'm fine. And they're like, no, Pete, we're going to back you up. You know, like, when a... Say, like, you know, I was at a bar or something and someone had a go at me. And I'm like, I'm fine. But then you went, no, mate, I'm going to go stick up for you.
Go fight for you anyway. Yeah. So you reckon it might not even be him. But the thing is, I mean, this bald person...
Because black belt taekwondo.
Absolutely.
He can stand up for himself, mate.
Absolutely.
Big, strong gutters.
But this is the thing. This bald person could be anybody. It could be 2019 Jimmy.
Yeah, no, it could have been.
You know what I mean? It was
a look, wasn't it?
Oh. That's what I'm saying. That's why I want bald people to call the show 131060. Are you bald and proud? Because for some reason, somebody in the Liberal Party is not happy with the use of a bald photo.
Someone's upset.
Someone's upset. You can't be upset when you're bald, mate. It's a great thing.
Oh, so you think they're upset about the bald nature, not the likeness?
100%. Oh. That's what they're upset about. So that's why I want bald people to call the show.
So what if they used a photo of a guy with hair?
Well, it wouldn't look like Peter Gutwin then, would it?
Yeah.
Yeah, which wouldn't make sense at all. And you wouldn't see the tattoo, which I'm assuming is the point of the ad.
Yeah.
It'd be very difficult.
Yeah, no, you're
unless they had a caption, hey, underneath this toupee is
Peter Gutwin.
Liberal.
That's my fault for asking the question, mate.
Yeah, it's
sorry.
A silly question.
Sorry,
mate.
No,
it's
a silly question. Get a silly answer.
Because really, it's a breach of 196, the Electoral Act. You know what I mean? So 131060.
This is why people don't like politics.
Because they whinge about this.
No,
this
I meant the thing. Section, what is it?
196.
196. Yeah.
One of the great sections.
Yawn.
Yeah, so this is what I want, 131060.
You want to celebrate bald people?
I want to celebrate bald people. Jump on the phones right now. Are you bald and are you proud? Do you know a bald person? And they're just happy being bald. It's not a bad thing. Let's scrap 196.
What if someone calls and they're bald and they're a bit upset about it?
Well, we'll cheer them up.
Accepting.
Yeah, that's fine. If you're not happy about being bald.
Bald people. If you are bald or if you know someone bald, call the show.
131060, jump on the phones right now because I've had enough of this. I want you to be happy about it.
I've had enough of that too.
Yeah, so have I. I've had enough. You know what?
Stick it in a bit.
Listen, this is what I think of 196. You hear that?
Yeah.
I need that bit of paper, so I just remember that. All right. 131060, jump on the phones right now. Are you bald? Just ask the question, 131060, are you bald? Are you bald? Because you should be proud. This is after people in the Liberal Party aren't happy because there's been an ad used by the Labor Party of a bald man, the back of a bald man's head with a Liberal Party tattoo on the back. It's in breach of Section 196 of the Electoral Act, and the Libs aren't happy, mate. But you should be happy about any kind of baldness being reflected.
All that confuses me, all the politics stuff, you know.
That's why we very
rarely get political on this show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, look, mate, as someone who used to, you know, shave my head, I've got a very high hairline.
Yeah.
I've always had it since I was a child. Massive forehead on me. Should have seen me score a few headers.
Oh, I tell you what, you've got a good headbutt on you.
I do.
One of the great headbutts.
Broke that kid's nose once. Don't recommend it, though. No. You know, guys, you can solve all your problems with words.
Absolutely.
I don't recommend violence.
Yeah, 100%. Well said.
But, yeah, no, I used to shave my head. I wouldn't consider myself bald, but it's great. The best thing about having no hair is when you have a shower, dry off, you're gone. You're done.
Low maintenance, isn't it?
You do not need to dry your head in and put product in your hair. You're just gone.
Julie from Huonville, your husband's bald, I believe, Julie.
Yes, sadly.
Yeah, well. Why sadly, Julie?
Well, because, you know, there's no hair. There's no grip. It's like a horse. You've got a bit of mane on a horse to hang on to, but nothing with
hair. You're saying there's nothing to hold on to, nothing to grab.
Well, yeah, that's right. It's just ridiculous.
Julie, does he have two ears?
He's got one and a half. The other one, a little bit of the other one got chewed off in a fight years and years ago.
What'd you do to him, Julie?
But you can
not me.
You can still hold onto his ears, Julie.
Oh, yeah, if they're a little bit bigger, I could.
Back of his neck, Julie?
Sorry?
The back of his neck, hold on to that.
Oh, he's got pretty big shoulders. I just grab those.
See, there you go. Something to grab onto.
I love you, Julie.
All right, Luke from Rugby. Luke, you ball buddy?
Yes, I am.
That's my man. Good. And Luke, are you proud?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you should be.
Luke, it's easy, isn't it? Like, once you have a shower, you just dry off the dome and you're good to go.
Oh, that's it. And, like, I mean, you can use soap. It's just soap everywhere instead of having to switch between the shampoos and the conditioners. And
genius.
Soap. Saving genius. Money. Saving on, cash. Yeah, you don't need shampoo. It's now, just skin.
Absolutely. Now, Luke, you heard Julie's discussion beforehand. Bald people, nothing to grab onto. Would you agree with that or disagree? There's something to grab onto still?
I mean, I've got 2 ears. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to get too personal, Luke, here, but if someone had to grab onto something, the ears would be the go-to?
Oh, look, I've been told I've got quite chubby cheeks too, so it depends what they're grabbing for.
So true, Luke.
Yeah. Jim, this is exciting. We announced it yesterday. The music festival Fresh Produce is coming to Hobart in 2021, and we are giving away VIP produce pair tickets. These things are valued at $470, as well as normal GA tickets. And the person who's also performing at the Fresh Produce Music Festival, joining us live on the studio, helping us all week to give away these tickets, Hugo Bladel.
Gentlemen.
Hugo B.
How are you?
He's back.
Kind of right, mate. Kind of right. Now, for those of you who missed it yesterday, the game, Jim, that you've come up with is what fresh produce is in Hugo's mouth?
I'm calling it fresh produce for fresh produce. And that's how you say it, because there's something in your mouth. So what happens, Hugo's going to sing a song, and there's going to be a piece of fresh produce in his mouth.
Yeah.
Mm. Hobart, you just have to call 131060, and guess what that is?
Absolutely.
Very popular yesterday, Hugo B.
Yeah, I put it up online. There was a great response. Mm. I think people are actually starting to prefer my singing.
Yeah,
with a bit of fresh produce.
You're actually going to perform at Fresh Produce with some fresh produce your mouth. Yeah, well, yesterday we know it was the apple, and someone got it pretty much straight away. It was second guess, and someone got apple.
Yeah. Well, the first question was it hard or soft?
Mm.
And then
they went, now I've got a question about the fruit.
Yeah.
All right, well, it could be fruit. It could be veggies.
Absolutely. It's just some sort of fresh produce. Yeah. Now, Hughes, before we get into it, again, 131060, what fresh produce is in Hugo's mouth? You get it right, you win the tickets, you go in the running, of course, also for the VIP package as well, which will be amazing. Jump on the phones right now, 131060. But Hughes, you're about to launch into the next song, and you're going to do a bit of Chris Isaak this morning. Bit of Wicked game, mate.
Yes, I've been practicing, Nath. I've been looking forward to this morning.
You have been doing a lot of practice with, and but with that in your mouth.
Yes.
And pretty impressive, Jim. Pretty impressive.
Hugo's a talented man.
Yeah.
Guys, shucks.
Yeah, I just wanted Hobart to know he takes it seriously. You know what I mean? He's not just shoving something in his mouth and having a crack. He's here being an artist.
Actually, to be honest, someone might have said they might have seen me out to dinner last night. I wasn't just eating dinner.
Oh, you're practicing.
I was working.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry,
and I'm claiming it back on tax.
You went to D'Angelo's, had a bit of pizza in your mouth.
It's in the farmer's market on Sunday. All right, 131060, what fresh produce is in Hugo's mouth? Of course, the Fresh Produce Festival, G-Flip, Maddie Jane, Lime Cordial. It's all at the Hobart Showground, September 10 and 11. Tickets, moshtix.com.au. But you've got to call if you want to
get. Yeah, if you want to get to this festival, you better, because it's going to sell out, because it's red hot. And a lot of people in Hobart are very excited for this. 131060 is the number.
Still joined live in this year by friend of the show, Tassie music icon, Hugo Bladel. Hughes, thanks for sticking around, buddy.
Thank you.
Joining us all week, of course, because we're giving away tickets to the Fresh Produce Music Festival. We're talking G-Flip there, Maddie Jane, Lime Cordial, heaps more, including
Cosmos
Hugo Bladel.
Now,
the way we're giving these tickets away, 131060, what fresh produce is in Hugo's mouth, or fresh produce for fresh produce? If people can guess what's in Hugo's mouth as he sings a song, Jim, then they score the tickets, mate.
Yep, score the tickets, and then in the running to get the VIP ones as well, which means you get to hang out backstage with Hugo Bladel. Yep. Don't know if that's true. Don't
We'll promise
one.
It.
I'll come find you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good man.
Even if you don't win and you have to buy tickets, Hughes will come find you.
I'll find you.
All right, Hughes, we've just discovered that you're going to be performing Wicked Game Chris Isaak.
Yep.
You've got the fresh produce, mate. You can now put it in your mouth. All Our callers are on the line. They are listening. And when you're ready, take it away. What is the fresh produce? Oh, he's really getting it in there.
It is.
Okay, it's in there.
It's in
okay,
there.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm fire when no one could save me but you.
Beautiful.
Sexy.
Oh, no, I don't want to fall in love. Oh, no, I
can't even tell there's something in his mouth.
I'm a little turned on. There's something on.
Especially he's looking at me dead in the eye with that thing in his mouth. All right, let's go to Steve from Glenorchy. Steve, you have heard that rendition of Wicked Game, Chris Isaak. What is the fresh produce in Hugo's mouth?
That is a turnip.
A turnip. Locking in a turnip. Not a turnip.
I wish it was a turnip.
Stay there, though, Steve.
You actually know fresh produce? I mean, that was definitely.
I can see it.
Yeah. it'd be a weird coloured turnip if it is. All right, stay there, Steve. Stay there. Danica from South Hobart, would you like to hear a little bit more, or have you got a guess for what fresh produce is in Hugo's mouth?
Who, me?
Yeah, no, the other Danica. Danica. What do you reckon? Do you want to hear it again, or have you got a guess?
No, I'd love to hear it again, but I think it's a carrot.
You think it's a carrot? Okay, well, before that, we'll let Hugo do a little bit more and you can have a guess. All right, here we go. You can kind of hear a bit of crunching there, can't you? Oh, it's almost about to fall out. Help him, Jim. That wasn't COVID safe. You should have seen what just happened. All right, Danica, what is the fresh produce in Hugo's mouth? What would you like to lock in?
Oh, yeah, carrot.
You're locking in carrot. Hughes, would you like to tell Danica?
Danica, you're going to Sydney.
Well done, Danica. You've scored yourself some fresh produce tickets. You're in the running for these VIP produce pair tickets. Well done, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, sing us out, Hughie B. Give us some proper non-pro... Oh, you want to give us the produce.
Oh, you want the carrot.
Okay, here we go. This is for you, Danica, to celebrate the win.
Yeah, Danica, baby. Will you? Oh, I just started a carrot.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.